I'm joined by Geraldine McLaughlin, who's just after picking up the Gaelic Life Ulster Club All-Star Ladies Player of the Year for 2019. Geraldine, are you in a little bit of shock?
Yeah, I definitely am. Like, actually didn't think I would even be near getting it, like, never mind getting it, like, but no, it's great to get it, like, great to get the recognition.
Tell me, Geraldine, suppose the disappointment, let's call it, everybody across the country was saying you were a shoo-in for an All-Star this year. Does it make up for it in any way?
Well, like, that doesn't really bother me if I get it or not. Like, doesn't bother me, like, so... And it's nice to get this tonight, like, and makes up probably for it.
I know it's for your club, Tearman, that you picked up the award tonight, but suppose it just shows you what your peers think of you in Ulster as well, tonight, to give you such an accolade.
Yeah, like, it's a massive achievement, like, and you see out there, like, the caliber of players, like, it's just unreal to even come even close, never mind winning it, like, so it's great.
From all the clubs across Ulster, and suppose you've been putting the fear of God into them for a number of years now.
Yeah, like, probably we weren't out of county last couple of years, like, and made that right this year, coming back and probably competing Ulster again, which we want to be, like, and you see in Donegal, like, we have competitive, like, we have three top teams in Donegal, like, to come out even Donegal is a mass achievement, and then to come to Ulster final as well is even a bigger achievement.
Where does that hunger come from, Geraldine? Because you've won All Ireland, you've won Ulsters, you've done it all. That drive and passion for your club and for your county, it has to be something that keeps you going, obviously, at this stage.
Yeah, it does. Like, you see them younger ones is hungry, and you just think back of, like, when you were that age, and, like, just gives you that hunger that you want to go do it again, even for them and for yourself. Like, and I don't think you'd ever get bored of winning trophies, and, like, you go out in the wet and the rain just to win trophies. Like, and when you go out and play, you try and play your best, because if you don't, there's no point even going to play.
That burning desire to keep coming back and keep coming back. And, Geraldine, this year there was an opportunity potentially to try your hand across in Australia. There was a game or two, but straight away you ripped that off and you said no, you're committed to your county and to your club.
Yeah, like, it's hard to go, like, but no, like, I'm kind of enjoying my football career now, and, like, it's probably something that doesn't last too long. A couple of years I'll probably not get the opportunity to play for my county or even my club, like, so when I can now, I may as well.
This year, looking towards the 2020 season, a couple of weeks out from the first game in the National Football League, a couple of new players have come back. Well, let's not call them old. They've been around the circuit before, but they're back this year from Donegal, and it's from a point of view of yours, I would say you're happy to have those particular players.
Yeah, the experienced players. Now we've, like, a lot of them's come back, but they're not back yet, like, so we'll probably have a young team for the league, like, and we're saying last day, I think I'm the third oldest, and I'm only 26. They're going into league, like, which is very young team, like. But no, like, league's all about experimenting, getting the players used to playing probably at high standard before the championship, because championship's probably our main aim this year.
And that's something that has come into ladies football, I suppose, that really, really high standard. Over the last couple of years, there have been more tactics, more strength and conditioning, a lot more different elements that hasn't been in ladies football, and it just can improve it, Geraldine.
Yeah, it's, like, absolutely getting massive. Like, I think the bar's going higher and higher every year, so you have to, like, work harder, do something different, and just train harder and harder. Like, so, like, it's very good, like, and probably hopefully now it keeps growing, because the numbers getting massive that's playing, and the crowd's getting bigger going to watch, and, like, you see a lot of more interest in everyone into ladies football now, which is absolutely brilliant.
And looking at, suppose, your own career, your own targets, your own goals, suppose, I know you fairly well, Geraldine, and I know it's just you go out every day with a smile and you just go at it, very quiet off the pitch, but not so quiet on the pitch.
No, we'll just train away, like, and as I said, like, sure, you just go out and play, like, I don't really get nervous, like, sure, what's worse than happy, you lose a game, like, so you wake up the next day and you be annoyed, but sure, you get over that, like, so you may as well go out and enjoy it, and if you enjoy the game, you're going to play better, and that's what I try to do.
There always seems to be that sense of purpose of family within any club or county that you're involved with, and bringing that to a county level, to the top tier, it's something that, suppose, that you've always kept and throughout your career.
Yeah, like when you have a close bond with the whole team, like it's far easier playing, like, and it's easier playing with the girls that you're close with. And well, Termin, we had it, and O'County, like, we're getting it, like, so it's far easier when we're all bonding, all friends. It's nice playing together, like, so yeah, hopefully now we can continue it.
And the disappointment of last year, suppose, getting to, I think it was quarter final last year, done really well, Donegal done really well in the league this year. Suppose that target is going to be there this year again. There's going to be a lot more expected of you.
Yeah, like the standard set, like, and we just want to push on now, like, and we don't want that standard, like, when we got that standard so high to even let it drop, like, so we want to keep it up and even try and push it even further with the younger ones coming through and get them into the mindset of, like, we want to set this bar high and try and reach it, and if not outpass it, like, so that's what we're trying to aim for.
And looking at your award here tonight, you've got two. Of course, you were part of the team of the year. You've won the Ladies Footballer of the Year. Geraldine, satisfying year's work?
Yeah, it is now. Like, looking at it, like, it's been a great year and great year for Termin. Like, and I said earlier, like, we had three on the team. We're probably unlucky not to have more on tonight's team. Like, I'm probably even very unlucky to not even win an Ulster. Like, and if we had a wee bit of belief earlier in that game against Dunmoyne, we probably could have done it. And I think the experience that they have probably pushed them across the line.
And just a note on a fellow club in the county, Nivora. I suppose they got to an Ulster Junior final this year, and they're represented with one girl on the team as well, Jade O'Donnell. So good signs that two Donegal teams getting into an Ulster final.
Yeah, like when you see good county teams, there's always going to be good club teams in it. Like, and Donegal have a lot of good club teams even coming through. Like, you see Nivora, like, we saw Rosh and Rogers coming in the county team from Nivora last year, and Jade Ronald hopefully now break into the county squad now in the next couple of years. They can be massive for the clubs trying to break in through the county panels.